Real quick, sister, before we dive into this amazing episode, do you find nutrition the most frustrating part of trying to make changes and feel better in perimenopause? I know that I used to. It was the most infuriating thing. I would have cravings all day, so much so that I would find myself every afternoon in the pantry eating the bag of chocolate chips every day. It drove me crazy. I couldn't white knuckle it through it. I always wondered, why am I hungry? Why am I running out of energy? I feel like I'm eating the right things. I'm eating what I'm hearing, you know, everyone telling me how to eat. And I've been in the wellness industry for 15 years. I want to tell you that if you've ever wondered why keto works for some people, why vegan works for others but makes some people look sick and like they're dying, why keto can make someone look amazing and lose weight and other people feel sick to their stomach, that is because you need to eat for your own metabolic type. It is a unique way that your body oxidizes food. And when you understand how it works, specifically in perimenopause, things get really easy. So, what's a girl to do? I made a free 3-day challenge that is coming up starting April 29th, where I am going to walk you through step by step how to make nutrition easy in perimenopause. You're not going to want to miss this. All you need to do is go to BriaThePeriodWhisperer.com/challenge and sign up right in there. You'll get reminder emails. It is a 3-day challenge where we will teach you step by step over the 3 days how to make nutrition easy. No more afternoon slumps, no more frustrating cravings, no more Googling, wondering why this works for someone and not for you. This is how we make nutrition easy. So, let me share this amazing tool for you that has changed everything for me in my life with my nutrition and for the lives of so many of my clients. Just go to BriaThePeriodWhisperer.com/challenge, sign on up, and I will see you in the challenge. Don't wait, pause this, get it done, and come back to the episode. We'll see you in there.
What's up, sisters? Welcome to the Period Whisperer podcast. I'm Bria. I'm your host. If you're new, I'm so happy you are here. I'm your perimenopause and menopause sister, your holistic trainer, hormone specialist, translator of your female body. I'm a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned body whisperer and hormone decoder. And I am here to help you de-stress your body, decode what it is saying, become the CEO of it, and own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. This show is for you, the overwhelmed, overworked, underappreciated step woman who dreams of a body they feel strong, energetic, and sane in. The woman who knows that she shouldn't just wave the white aging flag and believes in a body and life of peace, love, and purpose. But you don't just know how to get there yet. So if you are stuck in your body, your energy, your life, you are in the right spot. Let's lean in and learn what our bodies are saying to us.
Hey, sisters, welcome to this episode of the Period Whisperer podcast. I am excited to talk to you today about hot flashes or hot flushes or hot blooms, whatever you want to call them, actually. I know that many of you guys are having them and I know how disruptive they can be. And for some of us, it's not even that we have these crazy hot flashes. Some of us are just waking up in the night sweaty. And then that thing that pushes us to wake up in the night leaves us wide awake because we're kind of wired and we can't seem to get back to sleep. And gosh, you know, one of the worst feelings in the world is not being able to sleep, right? We know we have so much that we're trying to do. We have so much we're trying to accomplish. And doing it when you're already tired is hard enough, because if you're living in a perimenopause body and it's stressed and it's angry and it's tantruming, which a lot of you guys, I know that's why you come to this podcast, a lot of what you're experiencing, you're already really depleted. One of the most common things that I really felt was just this like endless brain fog and exhaustion. And frankly, it becomes a little bit depressing. And it doesn't have to be that way. There are ways to improve that. And that is the point of this podcast, is to get some of these things out. This is how I help people to understand specifically what's going on in their body and recognizing you do not have to live that way. Before I dive into the hot flashes, I just want to thank you all. The last episode was a real raw one for me, sharing some serious vulnerability about my story. And I had so many messages from so many of you, you know, that were kind, that were thoughtful. And I really, really appreciate it. I'm so glad it resonated. And I do want to ask if these podcasts resonate with you, and maybe you haven't listened to that one, so please go, I invite you to go back and listen to it, even though it is a bit longer. I tend to prefer kind of 20, 30 minute pods at most. That's sort of all I have the capacity for, right? We're all pretty busy, so you can break it up. But if any of these podcasts resonate with you, I ask from the bottom of my heart that you go onto iTunes and rate and review it, or Spotify and rate it, or share it with a friend. If you don't want to share it publicly in your social media, just share it with someone who might need it, because I feel like the real pandemic here is the amount of hustle and discomfort, like the amount of hustle that we provide as women and discomfort that we're living in. And we just do not have to live this way. It just hasn't been normalized yet. And that is a lot of my work here, is to try to help normalize how you're feeling and remind you, you don't have to feel that way, and give you the tools and space to get yourself to a place where your body feels amazing at any age. Yes, sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but it's actually a lot simpler and easier than we think. And most of what gets in our way is our mind. Our mind, because we've been trained to think we have to do more to have what we need. And also our mind, because it's constantly inundated by messages from the outside world telling us how to be, who to be, what to be, when to be, what to look like, you know, what the right thing is to do to fix our problem. But those marketing messages are really designed to irritate, you know, the problem that we have. And they're not recognizing that the female body, when it's going through perimenopause, which again, I'll reiterate, perimenopause is the period of time from around 35 to when you reach menopause. And again, menopause itself is really a day. It's the day 365 days after your last period. So it is one day. When you reach menopause, it's not a place you are in, it's a place you reach. And then after that, you are postmenopause. So, you know, from 35 until that day that you reach menopause is what we call perimenopause, or the menopause transition. And it's important because there's elements of it that obviously, you know, are unavoidable because we are going through a hormonal change, right? Like as significant as puberty, we're going through a hormonal change. And, you know, the change that is happening is that we are having a reduction of some of these key hormones that, you know, the big player hormones. And I realize there's a lot more to it. There's a lot of hormones that play into, you know, our reproduction, our cycles, our rhythm. But the two key players that really cause us the most trouble 99% of the time are and I shouldn't say they cause us the most trouble, that are being impacted, which therefore causes us the most trouble, are estrogen and progesterone. And, you know, when it comes to hot flashes, what's important to understand is that, you know, there's a part of our brain, the hypothalamus, which is like a motherboard in the body, right? Its role is to really regulate different things. And it certainly regulates reproduction and therefore regulates temperature, right? Because when we're, you know, reaching ovulation, our body, basal body temperature changes a little. So that's part of the hypothalamus. And normally when we're, you know, before we reach perimenopause, where our estrogen starts to waver a little, right? That's the normal part, is that it starts to waver. Estrogen will suppress the neurons that tell the brain, you know, we're too cold, or regulating the temperature. So the brain's like, we're good. We've got estrogen on the scene. We're good. When we reach perimenopause and all of a sudden our estrogen becomes naturally dysregulated a little, because we just don't need it the same, we're moving into, you know, these years where we're not reproducing, The brain doesn't always recognize that, oh my gosh, it kind of gets these messages from the body like, oh, we're cold. And out of nowhere comes this huge flash of heat to warm us up. And it really feels more like a bloom, right? More like, you know, a flush. It's not like here and gone in a second. Like it kind of comes and builds and peaks and can leave us quite cold afterwards. You know, you can be shivering in your bed in the sweat that you just had, right? So all of that to say, when we understand that that's what's happening, we can move into, you know, how do we start to improve that? And again, there's elements of this that is just the way it is, and that sucks, and it won't last forever, but it doesn't have to be debilitating. When we understand this next step that I'm going to walk you through, we begin to recognize how we can improve these symptoms for ourselves, because it is debilitating to not sleep well. And it is debilitating to go through life in a fog. And it is debilitating to feel uncomfortable in your body every single day, even if it's just 25% of the day. You know, we want to wake up and feel, for the most part, energized in the morning, rested and energized, you know, at least 80% of our life. We want to move in our body and not feel aches and pains. We want to digest our food. We want to have consistent energy throughout the day. We want to feel good in our clothes. We want to know that when we decide to put effort and money into a program or something, that it's going to yield results. And when your body is in a more balanced place, all of those things will be true. But if we're living in a chaotic body, one that is inflamed, one that is consuming our mind, one that is uncomfortable, it simply is an indicator that we are not balanced in our body. And when our body is not balanced in homeostasis, it cannot release weight. Not only, I mean, I know that's the biggest thing a lot of us think about, but it also cannot have consistent energy. It cannot, you know, have strong immune function. It cannot do what it should do, right? And this is why sometimes when we're in the chaos of dysregulation in our body, you know, we can literally look in the mirror and feel like we're aging before our eyes. I don't know if that resonates with you, but I remember that feeling, you know, and I'm like, I'm 37, I'm 38, like, is this really it? Like, I feel like I just aged overnight sometimes. And obviously there's a lot of factors that play into that, but the chaos of a body in distress, you know, in hormonal crisis, what I like to call it as, is really, is hard on the body, and the body can't do what it can do on its own, which is heal and thrive and have healthy cells that go all over our body, our hair, skin, and nails, you know, it can, and so here we back, oh, here we are, here we back are. I want to peel us back to this place, you know, because before we can get to the root of some of our issues of like what the hormone imbalance is, we have to soothe that, you know, tantruming child a little bit, right? If we have a child that is so livid and so angry and so upset, like, you know, all you're getting is hiccups and frustration and tears. You're not getting what the real problem is. So you can't help fix it until we kind of soothe some of these pieces. But when it comes to improving these, you know, hot flashes or hot flushes that we have, a reminder that our big players, estrogen and progesterone, are symbiotic, which means when there's too much of one, there's not enough of another. And that's what throws off the balance, right? All of a sudden we have an imbalance. Of course, we're having some natural dysregulation in perimenopause as our estrogen decreases. But the bigger issue that is impacting us and making this debilitating and not just an occasional discomfort, trust me, it still sucks, I know, but is that cortisol, the hormone cortisol, the stress hormone, fights for the same receptors as progesterone, and it's stronger, it's bigger, it's more in demand, it commands more presence in your body. So it's all of a sudden taking over where progesterone was, which means that estrogen is getting further thrown out of whack. And excess estrogen in the body causes a lot of other symptoms and frustration, which then makes it hard for us to sleep, which makes it hard for us to get back to sleep, which throws our temperature gauge in the hypothalamus further out of, you know, in disarray. So what do we do, right? What do we do here? And, you know, there's a few key things, you know, that I always really recommend to my clients and that I always go back to myself. And you hear me say these again and again, but I cannot express to you how important these are. And that is, you know, we can't always control our sleep. Sleep can be a really frustrating thing and so hard. And the more you think about how you should be sleeping, the less you can sleep, the more anxiety you create around it, right? And we know sleep is really critical. So if you're fostering a healthy sleep schedule at night and you're in your bed for, as you know, a good period of time, but you're not sleeping, we don't want to add more stress to that. We can't always really control that. We need to move into the parts of our life that help reduce the stress, reduce the inflammation, and reduce the workload on the body. And this is where a lot of women get really, really confused and frustrated, is that we think getting out for a hard workout, that big calorie burn, right, is the way to lose weight. And unfortunately, it is simply not when our body is in a dysregulated state, because it's already in chaos and now you're adding more chaos to the mix. By design, when you do a hard, challenging workout or when you create a caloric deficit, so either of those things there, you're adding cortisol and you're stressing the body out actively. All good. When you're in balance, the body will adapt and change and push into, you know, into metabolizing, using the fat for energy, right? And that's how we lose weight. But if you're already in a stress mode, the added stress works against us. And what it does is it pushes us further into dysregulation. It pushes us further into a lower metabolism and amps up our fat storage. So these hard workouts really need to go out the window. You're better off sleeping a little more or doing what I like to call expansive and stress relief movement, which is walking. You know, walking and yoga actually release the tension in the muscles in the body. Don't forget that when our body, our muscles are tight, or when we're stressed and we're hunching and clenching, energy gets blocked up in those muscles. And we have to release that in order to get the energy and the oxygen flowing. And that's what allows the body, again, to do its job well. When the energy is blocked up in your body, it's like trying to drive your car on like sludgy oil. It just does not work as well, right? I don't know about you, but I remember when I got my first car, I had no idea about oil changes. I mean, I don't know why, like maybe my parents told me, but I feel like either I didn't listen, didn't care to listen, or no one teaches you these things. So I like had an oil light on in my car forever before I finally dealt with it. And I remember the people at the oil changers being like, you need to bring the car in every 3 to 5 months to get this done. And it's the same with our body. We have to regularly make sure that we are, you know, allowing the joints, the organs, the blood, the oxygen to flow comfortably through our body quite consistently. Whew, okay, I think I got off on a tangent there. So let's bring it back a little bit. We're having these hot flashes because of the dysregulation, but more specifically because we are increased in this cortisol in our body. I cannot come into your life. I know I cannot come into your life just like you cannot come into my mind and, you know, handle the stress that happens when you're having a teenager or a kid that's sick or a parent that's ill or maybe some struggles in your relationship. You know, I cannot fix the stress in your career, but there's a lot of little things that compound up to create and exacerbate inflammation and frustration and dysregulation in the body. And some simple fixes are, one, opting for daily walks, specifically first thing in the morning and then after your meals. Just 10 minutes can soothe the central nervous system. It can help decrease the stress load of spiked glucose from your meal. So after those meals is a really good time. And also, you know, again, not having too much caffeine, like max one a day and having it with breakfast, after breakfast, with some Brazil nuts. If you listen to my thyroid episode, I would go back and check that one out. It talks a little bit about that. We want to nourish our body, right? That's very, very important. So starting your day, for me, I love starting my day with greens. I love Organifi greens. If you use, like, they're amazing, they're organic. And just anyone I know who uses these greens notices a difference in their cravings and their energy within days. So you can use my name on that one for a discount code if that's something that you want to do, but just any type of greens. You can go to your health food store and get some greens to help support you first thing in the morning, to help hydrate you, that walk, you know, the walks after your meals, moving into like a yoga movement or a walking movement, and just starting to create the space to give your body a break. What's happening, like when your body is in this disarray, it's in overdrive. And we have to soothe it. We have to rebalance those scales to get there. Now, that doesn't address one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle, which is our mindset. One of the most powerful things that I do every day is when I go for my morning walk, listen to something that reminds me of the value of my body, of the health of my body, of who I am and why I am moving towards a body that matters to me, that feels really good, that I can have. A lot of us don't even feel like we deserve that. We don't even know how to get there. When you start to put your mind in a place of understanding the value of the health and the physical comfort of your body, you start to become that person, reminding yourself every day that you are worth a body that feels amazing, that hundreds and millions of people in this world have comfortable bodies, so you can too, is a really key part of this. And so mindset work is critical when it comes to balancing those hormones, because it's what keeps us back on track. And it also is what keeps our mindset in a place that is positive, right? Because that mind-body connection is so significant. A negative thought will stir up negative emotions, will create more cortisol and inflammation in the body. Positive thoughts soothe. That's just how things work. Okay, I hope this helps you better understand your hot flashes. I hope it gives you some really clear tips and steps in order for you to move forward and start to feel relief. And I want to remind you that if you need something, if you're ready to kind of step into that next level, I have a really simple starting point. My Hormone Hacks event, it's a great video that's going to educate you further on your body, along with 10 hacks that you can start using, and you don't even need to use all of them, that you can start using right away to soothe the tantrum in your body. I'll make sure to put the link for that in my show notes. My September coaching is closed, but my October-November coaching will be opening up soon. So if you want to apply for a spot to work with me to really dig in, if you're really uncomfortable and really ready to change, this is your time. You cannot put a price on how you feel in your body. So make sure to reach out, fill out an application, and we'll have a discovery call to talk about whether I can help you and how I can best help you. All right, sisters, thank you so much for being here. So much love to you all. And remember, more in your life and not just less on a scale.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. I want to encourage you to reach out to me directly and message me if there are topics or things you're struggling with so we can address those right where you are at. And of course, if you loved this episode, if you learned something, make sure to share it with your friends and please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts.